And now for something completely, completely different.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Ephraim Wendell.
And I'm Cassandra Plouffe. A local cast of improvisers at Lakeview Laughter Theater are putting on an improvised parody of public radio. Ephraim, have you ever heard of anything like that?
You know, I actually did some improv training when I was in college.
You
I was
did.
Taking some theater classes, and it was very exciting. We used improv as a tool to help us get more in touch with our characters.
Was it anything like Whose Line Is It Anyway, Ephraim?
You know, it was really more of an exploration of who we are as people rather than just playing games on stage.
Oh, I see.
Not to diminish that in any way.
So it's like comedy but also theater at the same time.
Yes, in some ways it was next to transcendental meditation, some of the most moving experiences of my life.
Okay, guys, stop. You guys gotta stop. Somebody please tell me that our conversations on Radio Boston don't sound like that.
Ah! They do not, no.
Okay. Most of the time. So that, just in case listeners, you're confused, that was not real, okay? That was Benjamin Snitkoff and Lauren Magnuson. They are cast members of Improv's Boston show, WIPR Improvised Public Radio, which runs Fridays at 10 p.m. Until February 12th at Improv Boston. And Benjamin plays Ephraim Wendell, as you heard, and Lauren plays Cassandra Plouffe.
Plouffe, yeah.
Plouffe.
Yeah.
Plouffe, okay. And they're here to tell us about why... I can't even believe I was about to ask this question. Why do improv parody about public radio? But the question seems to answer itself.
Well, we picked this as a topic because we love improv. We love improv and we love public radio. And we are always looking at for new ways to tell stories, for a new window through which we can connect with our audience. And everyone on the cast just loves National Public Radio and all of the shows on it. And we thought that it was a good way to connect with our audience because there's a great following of public radio here in the Boston area.
I've heard you want Tom Ashbrook to see the show.
I would love it if he would come, but I understand he's a busy man.
So we've actually given you some headlines from, I can't believe I'm going to say this, segments that we have actually done on Radio Boston. And pick one and see what you make of it.
Mm-hmm. Today on WIPR, Form to Fork. Let me try that one more time. 3, 2, 1. Today on WIPR, Farm to Fork, raising goats and making cheese in Topsfield. Many goat farmers and cheese makers are coming together in order to create a more natural and a more local food that we hope all of us can enjoy on those famous Lakeview crackers.
And a new book analyzes cultural significance of everyday doors, gates, and locks in Western society.
Oh my God.
What does it mean when your door has a doorknob, when it's metal or wood? What does that say about you and your townsfolk among you?
Is it possible to live deliberately in a video game about Walden Pond? We asked this question to our own video game developers who spent some time in the cabin at Walden Pond in an effort to more accurately portray Thoreau's experience.
And a mini masterclass on avant-garde composer Donald Martino. He was a very well-versed composer in Western society, and he has many things to teach us.
And they were avant-garde.
Very avant-garde.
That last one was tricky.
Yeah.
I don't know who Donald Martino is.
So, those were actually segments we really did. Mm-hmm. So that got me thinking. One of the things about satire and parody of public radio, which others have done, right? Everyone mm-hmm. from SNL to Parks and Recreation
yep.
To Second City. Sometimes it's like the material doesn't even need parody, right? It can just it offers the laughs in and of itself. So is it a tough thing to do improv around?
The show really concentrates on the characters, so we spend very little time in the show doing actual live, you know, quote-unquote live broadcasts. We do a little at the top, we do a couple throughout the show, but it's mostly about building the relationships and kind of seeing the inter-office strife and chaos when things start going wrong or when
yes.
somebody misspeaks on air.
When someone takes the kale out of the refrigerator and doesn't ask.
Oh, that
Cassandra.
I grow my own kale. I have a greenhouse in my backyard. But actually, doing the news stories is can be the trickiest stuff to do on stage. And actually, it's doing the scene work where we're exploring each other's relationships and our interoffice interpersonal activities that is the meatiest and most fun part of the show.
And mm-hmm. and so this is improv, right? And so is it? Do you get cues from the audiences who come to see
yes.
the show? Okay, what do you ask them to do to help push the sketches along?
Before the show starts, we get them to write down headlines, much like you did for us. And we encourage these headlines to be kind of mundane, like Town Gazebo Relocated, because the show takes place in a very small northeastern community where the kind of downmarket public radio. And we use that to generate content at the beginning of the show to do these stories, and then we revisit those stories throughout the show. And we also occasionally do live interviews, kind of man-on-the-street interviews with audience members throughout the show.
I think that in the course of developing your characters, you may actually be creating people who are far more interesting than any of us actually really are in public radio. Now, I have to say, one of the things, I liked the names mm-hmm. you have, Ephraim Wendell and Cassandra Plouffe, mm-hmm. but none of them quite have that public radio ring.
Oh,
they're
really?
Not, they're like, you know, you need like a double-barreled. You need a hyphenated name.
We have so many hyphenated names in our cast.
Oh, you do?
We are the
okay.
only two, I think, that don't, or one of the only two that don't have
right. I suppose NPR does have good old Robert Smith, so it's okay. Yeah.
My co-host is Gerard Bornholm Wright.
We have an intern named Toby Rentham-Holt.
Oh, okay.
And we have another anchor who's not joining us for this run, who is Diana Faust Englander.
Oh, great.
But to select my name, I actually went to, I Googled very uncommon last names because I wanted to get something that sounded different.
I'm very glad Chakrabarty did not come up in your Google search. Well, Benjamin Snitkoff is director and cast member of Improv Boston's show WIPR Improvised Public Radio, which is running on Fridays until February 12th. He plays Ephraim Wendell, and he's also an Improv Boston instructor. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And Lauren Magnuson, cast member of Improv Boston's WIPR show and a.k.a. Cassandra Plouffe. Thanks so much again.
Thank you.
So don't go anywhere for a second, because I'm going to have to return back to the actual serious real news here. And I want to check in with David Epstein, WBUR's meteorologist, just for one last hit on the weather here before 4 o'clock. David, what's it like out there?
Well, it depends where you are, Meghna. And we still have that winter storm warning in effect for a couple more hours along the coastline. So I'm just looking at the radar as we speak. And the last band of snow is now running from Essex County down through 128 and then just to the northeast corner of Rhode Island around the Providence area. That's quickly pushing off towards the east. So it's 4 o'clock now. I think Boston probably will end the snow during the next hour or so. Could see another coating to half an inch with this final band. And then it looks like it will just clear out and become very cold overnight. Temperatures in the teens and lower 20s.
Well, WBUR's meteorologist David Epstein, thanks again. And are you at home or do you have a commute in front of you?
I am at home.
Okay.
I hate to admit it, but I am sitting in my office.
Good, and hopefully everyone else gets home too safe and sound. Thanks again, David.
You're welcome.
Well, Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna. We had help today from Adam Asher and Virginia Marshall. Tim Skoig is our technical director. We also had help this week from James Francis Trout. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and you are
Ephraim Wendell.
And I'm Cassandra Plouffe.
Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.